Without it, I couldn't make logical sense of his wishes. But, you see, legally the will met all the requirements under the law. So, as a lawyer, I couldn't force him to give me the information. But why did Jekyll feel he needed to conceal something from a friend? It was on one of my Sunday walks with Mr. Richard Enfield, a distant cousin of mine, that I pondered the subject silently to myself. We came upon a side street in a busy quarter of London with pleasant-looking shop fronts on either side. With its freshly painted shutters, polished brass, and general cleanliness, the shops were instantly pleasing to the eye. Two doors from one corner, on the left hand going east, the clean line of shop fronts was broken by a sinister-looking building that thrust forward its gable upon the street. It was two stories high, showed no window, nothing but a door on the lower story. The door, which had neither bell nor knocker, was blistered and stained. The little paint which remained was curled and peeling from the wood. On the pavement at the foot of the door were small pieces of paint chips that had been trod underfoot. It was here that my companion, Mr. Enfield, lifted his cane and pointed.
Utterson, have you ever noticed that door?
It looks out of place here, doesn't it?
That door reminds me of a very odd story.
Really? What story?
Well, I was coming home about 3 o'clock one black winter's morning, on my way through a part of London where there was literally nothing to be seen but lamps. Not a soul, I tell you. Street after street